So I find American businessmen, American bankers, a lot more positive on the world than their European counterparts.
With global equity markets up by 30% in 2019, you would expect the mood at this year's World Economic Forum annual meeting to be a lot more optimistic. But the specter of low interest rates and stubbornly low inflation hung over many delegates in Davos this week. The only exception to this were the US representatives, who are very bullish about the economy's growth prospects, says Investec Bank CEO Richard Wainwright, who's currently in Davos. He spoke to Business Maverick editor Tim Cohen about why the US is so confident and how long the global growth cycle will last. Both men also attended a press conference hosted by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni today, where he detailed the steps South Africa is taking to deal with the Eskom crisis, to curb government spending, and to ensure fiscal sustainability. Richard tells Tim that it is up to business to help drive these structural reforms. But first up is their discussion on global growth.
Hello, good morning. Richard Wainwright, second part of our interview here at Davos. You have been meeting CEOs, going to parties, staying up late, drinking champagne. and we've both just been to a very interesting press conference given by the South African delegation. But let's start off a little bit more broadly with the issue of global business confidence. The generally speaking, markets around the world, 30% up. You would think in that kind of context that the enthusiasm levels, confidence levels would be enormously high. But somehow they didn't seem to be, it didn't seem to reflect that at Davos this year. Do you share those views, and do you think that assessment is correct?
Good morning, Tim. I want to go back a little bit. I went to the IMF meetings, bank meetings in October last year. And my feedback back to our clients and our staff and our organization from that was that a few themes came out. One, the Americans and the American bankers are very positive. Yes, you're right. They've had close to 30% growth in their equity markets. American banks actually are dominating around the world, particularly their global investment banks. They're in the top five of all the league tables, benefiting from a very strong domestic market. And really a lot of the international investment banks out of Europe being actually under quite a lot of strain. So someone like Deutsche Bank retrenching 18,000 people. The American banks are dominating globally. So I find American businessmen, American bankers a lot more positive on the world than their European counterparts. So that was a message that I took back in October last year. And with the recent phase one of the trade agreement with China, some uncertainty has been removed from that equation. So I think people are slightly more positive than they were even in October. So this is all reflected in global markets, but there are pockets of this. Europe, I think, has its challenges. It's only growing at 1%. So less positivity in Europe. Asia slightly slowing down, and the world growing at 3% to 3.4%. It's not a bad thing. It's not bad for business. So overall, I'm more positive than I am maybe of the average people here.
Right.
I've just been to a session this morning before the media conference with, again, American businessmen. It seems to be dominating a lot of the panels here, talking about how long this cycle is going to last. And there's general agreement. It's difficult to predict, and yes, you can get geopolitical issues that can happen. But this long-term – in fact, the globe has been growing for 11 years. It's the longest growth period in history.
Right.
Australia's grown. I don't know if you know the Australian numbers. Australia's had I think it's 23 or 27 years of uninterrupted growth.
Yep.
But the general feeling at that session this morning from the American businessmen is that they see this growth pattern continuing. Maybe not at 4% global growth, but certainly 3%+. Mm. So overall, that's reasonably positive.
Mm. I mean, it does seem as though the things that are holding back confidences. First of all, there's always that looming financial crisis in 2008, 2009 that makes people worried about being too confident. Yeah. And so that's one of the possibilities. The second one is, although the first part of the trade deal with between the US and China has been signed, there is still going to be a second one, and people are not sure about whether that's going to happen. And then the issues around the climate crisis, you know, they just add a little bit of dissonance to the to the sort of messages.
You know, Donald Trump's record is, you can love him or hate him, but his record has been, in the last few years, he's doing deals. He's a deal maker.
Right.
So he's done a deal with Mexico and Canada, call it the MCA, now it's replaced NAFTA, which was signed very recently. That's positive for that region. You know, he's saying that he's going to do phase two in the next 12 months. And he's already talking about renegotiating trade agreements with Europe and with the UK post their Brexit. Given his background and his track record in doing deals, he's likely to do it.
Okay.
He's using his position of power, economic power, the American economic power, to get good deals done. Right. And hopefully they're fair. I think there's two other economic factors that are affecting the mood generally around the world and affecting economic growth. There's general consensus that we're going to have lower interest rates for longer. So there's a looming issue around our debt levels too high.
Right.
So I have attended some panels where economists are talking about, you know, the potential risk, the looming risk of very, very high levels of debt as central banks have done quantitative easing and the like. But there's general consensus lower interest rates for longer, and there is no sign of inflation.
Right.
I mean, in fact, what's happening is central bankers and ministers of finance are trying to stimulate some form of inflation.
Mm.
So that's reasonably positive. So for, you know, for long-term sustainable growth. And I think any form of deals that the Americans do with the Chinese will be positive. It will be a risk-on scenario for global markets.
Right.
And the other thing that we can't underestimate is the power of Donald Trump's tweets. I mean, if you're a trader today and you're active in global markets, you've got to be conscious of what he's doing. And my prediction is, and I guess this is a kind of Wall Street prediction, he's going to be doing tweets until he gets elected. And he'll be doing the right tweets,
right,
which will be positive for markets, positive for in particular equity markets, because he understands if he has a strong economy and strong markets, the chances of him being reelected later this year is high.
Right. I guess the one of the doubts, I guess, if there is such a thing within business community around the world, is about the possibility that the growth that we're seeing is really a consequence of low interest rates rather than a consequence of improved productivity. That's why the enthusiasm is subdued, even though growth rates are high, possibly.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case in Europe. I heard the Minister of Finance from France talk specifically about that.
Right.
Europe growth rates 1% is not good enough. Not for us, not for them either. And they've run out of monetary policy space. So they are talking about productivity, innovation, etc., to drive economic growth. So they're very focused on productivity. It's a real issue in Europe.
So to bring it back to South Africa, how much of this applies to South Africa? How much do you think we just heard the Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, talking about confidence and about, he said that deals, that Davos isn't the place that you cut deals. But generally, they've had a very good session. They've had great intellectual stimulation. Yeah. It's been great for building contacts and so on. And yet, business confidence in South Africa is still very low. What do you make of South Africa's position in the global, in this new global situation?
Look, we're a global player because we're a trading partner to a lot of these countries, so we are linked. The fact that the globe is growing should be good for us. I mean, we should be benefiting from that. We should not be growing at less than 1%. And we know the reasons why. I mean, it's the lack of investment confidence and business confidence. I think we've got to look for small wins that hopefully this government can deliver on us. We've spoken a lot about the structural reforms, and the Minister of Finance spoke about them again today. Let's hope that we start seeing them. Because we've got to accept business confidence levels are low at the moment in South Africa. The energy crisis, and we are calling it an energy crisis, is lingering large in people's minds. It affects small business and big business. So we need the government to deliver on these structural reforms for us to benefit from what's happening around the world. And I think we can do that. Hopefully we start seeing a few of these structural reforms come through in SOEs and the various sectors that the minister has spoken about, and that people, that confidence does start to come back.
Yes, I mean, they did, they certainly are talking the talk. That's, they're conscious of all of the problems. There's a appreciation for what's happening. There's a will to fix them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a typical story in South Africa. We need the actual implementation.
Yeah, no, we do. And, you know, business must play their role in that and continue to put pressure on in through our various chambers that we all participate in, and the CEO, things like the CEO initiative, where we engage directly with government, and we'll continue to put the pressure on for them to deliver on those structural reforms. We do want to see the changes.
Right. Good enough. Thank you very much. We will see you back in South Africa.
Yeah, and travel safe.
Thank you. Okay, cheers. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this Investec Focus podcast. If you enjoyed the discussion, please take the time to rate this episode and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. If you missed yesterday's discussion between Investec's Richard Wainwright and Business Maverick's Tim Cohen on the rise of stakeholder capitalism, you can listen to it on Investec Focus.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.